I mean, these 10 in the Giri-Mananda Sutta ones that I think it is helpful to think of it in terms of, yeah, these were instructions to Giri-Mananda, who was very ill, and those were particularly tuned to him, and they had their effect. I mean, he was, his disease was allayed, and he got better. But there's a whole range of perceptions that we can choose and experiment with and work with that that we have to learn how to tune to our own practice and what's going to be useful, what's going to be beneficial for us. But learning how to use perception, learning how to engage in the perceptual process as opposed to being, because sometimes there's this, oh, you know, we've got to be impartial observers of the mind. And I mean, one, I don't think there is such a thing, but then, you know, trying to do that is, okay, what's the result? I think we need to realize, oh, we have the opportunity to engage in and create an affect within the mind. We can be proactive in supporting the perceptions that lead to our increased peace, clarity, understanding.